Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident is 12/1/2022. Date of service is 7/25/2024. Angela Alston was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was involved in a frontal collision as a restrained driver. On 12/1/2022, leading to mild headaches, symptoms of TBI like forgetfulness or disorientation, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision, and was seen at Beaumont Hospital initially on the day of accident. In addition, patients started having pain in the both shoulders, especially the right shoulder, and neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, pain in numbness in both hands at first, second, and third finger, pain in right hip, left leg, both knees, and right ankle as the initial presentation. The patient was found to have been suffering from TBI, which was proven by neurocon study later on, and she is now seeing a neurologist regularly. And it is Northwest Neurology Clinic and Neurodiagnostic Center, which we have referred and has undergone various studies like BAEP study, TCT study, WAVI testing, CANS testing, CANS, and EEG testing. The patient has had MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine and the shoulder during February 2nd, 2023. It shows that patient has a multilevel lumbar spondylosis with mild to moderate spinal canal and bilateral recess stenosis L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, resulting in contact of traversing bilateral L4, L5, and S1 nerve roots. 1 millimeter anteriolisthesis of L3 on L4 and 1 millimeter retrolisthesis of L5 on S1 is noticed. There is a bulging disc issue at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and herniated disc at L5-S1 in addition, with ligamentum flavum thickening, various neuroforaminal stenosis. In the cervical spine, patient is found to have a bulging disc at C3-4, anterior listhesis with uncovering of disc and superimposed posterior disc osteophyte complex with spinal canal narrowing at C4-5, as well as anterior listhesis in facet arthropathy. At C5 and 6, there is a posterior disc osteophyte complex, but also uncovertebral and facet joint arthropathy. At C6-7, there is a symmetric disc bulge with annular fissure superimposed of a posterior disc osteophyte complex, resulting in a mild spinal canal narrowing and a bulging disc. In the shoulder examination, it is found in the left shoulder, the patient has a supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis and subscapularis tendinosis. And the patient has been informed about all of these findings in detail. The patient has had one epidural injection in no epidural injection has been conducted, as she was completely she could not breathe right on the day of procedure, so they have been postponed. The patient also had no PIP coverage to carry on with the further treatment. She also doesn't want any injection anymore, and nor she wants to go for surgical opinion. Only thing she's looking for is a conservative treatment with physical therapy, as she has no PIP coverage at this time. Regarding her issues at this time, she reports that her pain in the left shoulder is still around 6. Neck pain is 6. Mid back pain is 6, lower back pain is 8, He does report some pain in the right hip and occasional radiation like numbness and tingling into the right leg one or two times per week. And she can walk up to half a block to one block easily. And she's undergoing physical therapy 2-3 times a week. She also went for deposition, and she has been seeing a neurologist for her brain trauma, and neuropsych therapy is going on as well as counseling is going on. She reports usually the pain is between 8 and 9 and ADLs are affected 8, and she reports 50% improvement with the current treatments that are being afforded to her, which is mainly conservative treatment. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues as well as substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention the following. Blood pressure is 175/106. Pulse 64, pulse ox is 98%. And general review remains the same from previous exam. The musculature examination is completely normal. There is no muscle spasm in any of the paravertebral regions, cervical, thoracic, or lumbar. No tenderness in the spine is noticed. And all the muscles are normal appearing. And quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle do not show any spasm in addition. And in the examination of the spine examination is as follows. The inspection palpation is completely normal as from the template. And there are no spine tenderness is noticed in the cervical, thoracic or lumbar region or sacroiliac joints. And the range of motions are as follows. In the cervical spine, the forward flexion is 45, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 40, and extension is 10, bilateral rotation is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25. The patient is able to walk reasonably well. Gait is non-antalgic. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that the left shoulder has a maximum range of motion is 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. With the poor grip, motor strength of the left upper extremity is at 4/5. However, the examination of the wrist bilaterally do not show any positive tinnitus and Phelan sign. The grips are normal and peripheral pulses are normal. In the left shoulder, we find that Hocking-Kennedy test is positive and the speed test and near test positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Maximum range of is already discussed in the forward flexion. And left knee examination and the right ankle examination are all completely normal. No abnormal findings noticed. The hips examination is completely normal. Diagnosis is the same plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week at patient request for the left shoulder as well as neck and the lower back with traction and massage. Patient remains off work. Housework replacement and transpiration is checked out. Medication-wise, she is provided with Tylenol codeine number 3, one pill a day, 30 tablets for pain relief. She is taking Advil over-the-counter, 2 tablets 3 times a day. There is some insurance issues with her for PIP claim coverage, and she is not willing to come for any injection treatment as advised based on her MRI to the lumbar and cervical and the shoulder area. Hence, no other treatment is being but she has been given options, even including surgical options, that she refused. Her maps and labs have been reviewed, and She is going to be discharged. Her case is almost over. Thank you.